You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Danielle. Was that a jerk move that I did with the bringing the stuff over to the neighbor's garage sale?
It depends on how buddy-buddy you are.
We're pretty buddy-buddy.
My neighbors did it. Yeah, then it's okay, but you didn't give them some of the cut, so...
I didn't, so back to jerk move?
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
Kind of, yeah.
Darn it.
Jerk.
So what was the highlight of your weekend, Danielle?
My daughter turned 14, and we had a gaming party for her.
Like video games?
Yeah. Yeah, they played like old school stuff like Halo, and yeah, it was awesome.
That's pretty neat. I like Halo.
What else is she into besides video games?
Anime. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. That's all right.
All right. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, her favorite is One Piece. And so, yeah, she had a good time.
Awesome.
She had a good time.
What did you do that you enjoyed?
Yeah, what was the highlight?
This was all for your daughter.
True.
What did you do for you?
Come on, highlight for Danielle.
For me? Okay. Well, my husband and I spent some time together, and he took me out to eat. So, yeah.
There, that's nice.
Okay,
was it romantic?
No, it was just went to eat. We just
Chili's. Just Chili's.
Okay.
All right. I'm not impressed, Daniel.
You know what I'm going to do?
Try to step it up.
I lecture people all the time about not doing enough stuff for themselves, and I'm going to have to throw a class. I think I'm going to have to do an online class for how people can learn to do some nice things for themselves.
Hey, good news is you have another weekend coming up. You can try to, have a do-over.
Yeah.
True.
Got to be a little bit more. We got to have a little bit more Danielle effort in, okay?
And Danielle, real quick update. My wife just texted me. She said, actually, I walked back over and gave them some cash.
Ah, okay.
So your wife had to make it look like you weren't the jerk.
Pretty much, Danielle.
Pretty much like Nicole's kinda, mom. She spends her whole life.
She's got the angel wings and the halo, I guess. So
Halo. Hey, Danielle, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. Don't go away, okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So that I can say, hey, Clint, even if Danielle wins, you're going to stay on the line and still talk to us, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Clint.
Okay, don't go away.
We haven't had a Clint on here for a while.
Here's Jasmine. Jasmine, what about you? Even if we get a winner, you'll still stick around and talk with us, right?
Yeah, I sure will.
All right.
Okay, good. Sharon, even if we get a winner, you'll still talk to us, right?
Absolutely.
Hooray! Okay.
All right, we're 3 for 3.
Okay.
Here's back to Danielle now. Danielle, you ready to play this silly game?
I think so.
Okay. Then in 10 seconds, these can be real or fictional, and I think the bulk of them will be fictional. But in 10 seconds, give us the names of 5 famous bears, as in the animal.
Roar, I'm a bear.
5 famous bears. Ready? And... go!
Ted, Yogi, Care Bears, Buddy Bear, Brown Bear, Bobby Bear.
What? Who's Brown Bear?
Who's Bobby Bear?
I don't know.
Let me look and see if there's a Bobby Bear.
She just pulled it out of her butt.
I don't see a Bobby Bear.
Brown bear, not types of bears, famous. I mean, like there's a Smokey couple. The Bear, Yogi Bear.
There's a couple kids' books titled Bobby Bear, but that's not a famous bear.
And Brown Bear is the one.
Brown Bear is just a brown bear, right?
I gotta say, he struck out, Danielle.
Where's Fozzie? And Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, yeah.
Smokey the Bear.
Did anyone say Winnie the Pooh?
I was thinking Teddy Ruxpin, but I couldn't remember what the heck. That's why I said
what
Ted.
What the heck?
You know, and then you got Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I guess you could have
those
said
are very
Mama,
famous bears,
Papa,
yeah.
And Baby.
Baby. Yeah, sure, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you got it, Danielle.
And what are those bears from all those books? The ones
the Berenstain
Bears.
Berenstain Bears? Why didn't I remember that?
Yeah,
I still have some of those.
Oh, man. You know what? We'd love talking to you, though. We're going to want to hear from you next week about what you did this coming weekend, okay?
Okay, I'll have to do something epic.
All right, please
Pressure's
do.
Pressure's on. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. You're a good Bye. Sport. Thank you for being a good sport and playing around with your boys.
I feel like you really irritated her.
No, you did. Big
time.
How did I irritate her?
You irritated her.
Because I told her she needs to do something for
you
herself.
You got a little too preachy on her. You did. Yeah.
Pull up her big girl panties and...
Got a little too wet. Finger waggling at her, Dom.
I'm going to finger... Glenn, I will always finger waggle people who
Excuse
have no life for themselves.
Me?
And they do their entire life based around their children. 100%. That's not healthy for them or the children. Sorry.
Lord help you if you have kids, Clint. What did you do this past weekend?
Had family in town from Kansas City. Uh-oh. So I had to play tour guide all weekend, Colorado life.
Okay, what were the highlights? Where did you take them?
Just kind of bounced all around. Went out to Breck for a day. Went out and found spots with elk and just all the sightseeing stuff.
All right. Did a little,
I think that's okay.
Some yeah. leaf peeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting there. Next week is going to be better, so
yeah.
They snooze, they lost.
Yeah.
Do you like this family?
Yeah, they're pretty good, so.
Okay.
Because, I mean. Good cocktails, so.
Good cocktails.
Oh, there you go. I mean, we can all be honest. There's sometimes family comes to visit, and you're like,
Was there one that you really hated?
No, actually, they were all good. Sometimes. I've had some visitors, they're like, man, I got to get this weekend over with. I'm wasting my whole weekend on that.
Mm-hmm.
But this weekend was good.
We try to tell it like it is on this show. It doesn't sit well with some people, but, I mean, that's part of telling it like it is. Sometimes there's family that, it's an obligation.
That's right.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, please.
By the way, to the 10,000 people who are texting us about a singer named Bobby Bear, we got it. Even if we counted it, she
Doesn't
still
count.
Would not have had five.
Well, we wouldn't count that, though.
Especially since she just pulled it out of her
And his last name looks like it's spelled B-A-R-E, so I wouldn't have accepted it.
But I would have accepted
it. I want B-E-A-R. Bear. It was bear.
Well, we did say the animals.
The
we
animals.
Did say a bear as in the animals.
So some random country singer from the 60s isn't going to count.
Yeah, so we'll still need that. All right, Clint, you ready to... What do you do for a living?
So I'm an account manager for a large marketing firm.
Well, that sounds important.
Hmm.
What are you guys marketing?
Important enough.
Like anything?
I'm sorry?
What's the marketing? What do you market?
Well... Some product that people enjoy, so we'll leave it at that.
Product
sex
that people
toys?
Market you're in the sex
toys?
Industry?
Well, no. That's
tell me you drive a Taurus,
yeah,
Clint.
No.
What?
I'm sorry.
Nothing. What's the marketing? Come on. What's the product?
It's a tobacco company.
Wow. It's not pot weed. It's just tobacco. Okay. You can't
he
just say
cigarettes.
That?
He sells cigarettes.
You're selling Marlboro Reds?
No, unfortunately not.
He's selling cancer sticks.
Clint?
That's a good guess, but I don't sell them.
He just does the bookkeeping.
He just exactly. markets it so that other people can sell them.
Mm. Touché.
All right, Clint.
Listen,
you do
yeah,
you, buddy.
So Jeremy's going to say this is two callers now that have been
here we go.
Irritated. So,
polish your finger off, Dom. Are you going to waggle your finger at him?
I'm waggling the finger.
You can preach to me.
Do you smoke?
Yeah. I don't. Hmm. I do not. Help.
Do not.
He just helps kill other people.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Is this not a good segment for me, Jeremy?
Are you glad you called, Clint?
Well, I'm absolutely glad I called.
He's just goofing.
Do you think I'm telling Clint anything he hasn't lain awake at night in bed and thought about?
Right? Exactly.
You don't care. Clint doesn't care.
Just reiterating it.
The warnings are on the side of the packages. It's up
to
the consumer.
They want to start putting warnings on individual cigarettes. Did you hear about that, Clint?
I'm sure we'll get to that point.
No, they've already, there's like being pushed. I think it's a, Jeremy, I can't remember what the story was. Was it like some country in Europe that's doing it? And we figured if it's going on in Europe, it'll eventually make its way over here.
What are they putting on them? Like, you'll be dead soon?
Yeah, something like that. But it's like the little warning, like, this will kill you. They figured putting it on the pack wasn't enough. They got to put it on each individual cancer.
So you can watch it disappear as you're smoking it?
Yeah, that's your life ebbing away.
They should have lifespan with a line, and then as you smoke it, it just gets shorter and shorter.
Yeah, it's like the battery thing on your laptop or your phone as it gets smaller and smaller.
But you know what? People just keep doing it.
Some do.
Yes, they do. Like they keep drinking soda and keep eating sweets. And
I know. It's true.
It's an addiction. All right.
All right, Clint,
good times.
Let's play Rattle Off, okay? Right now, Jasmine's next in line. She's like, God, do I have to talk to these
Lord guys? Help me.
Yes, Jasmine, you must talk to us, so don't hang up. Who knows if Clint will be a winner or not? 10 seconds. Five different types of bread. Five types of bread. Ready and go.
Rye bread, baguette, pita bread, bagel, white bread, wheat, cornbread, breadstick.
The last one was a question. Breadsticks?
And I would accept, I think, as a type of bread.
I think you got
bread
it.
Stick.
You got it.
No pumpernickel was listed in there, which is
or pumpkin,
fine because that sourdough. Where's the sourdough?
Oh man.
I think he got it. For you.
All day long, he got it.
You're a
winner. Go, Clint. Go, Clint.
Yeah,
yeah, bud. Let's go. Clint knows bread.
Listen.
Sorry,
Jasmine. Sorry.
All right. Okay. She's probably going to have a great story to tell us about her weekend. So if you will hold on, Josh will visit with you about your prize, okay?
Sweet. Thank you, guys.
Later, buddy.
Thank you, man. Thank you for putting up with us. Oh, Jasmine, you were so close.
Almost.
Oh, well.
Next time.
It's all good.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, I did some Native American hoop dancing for some tourists.
Native American hoop dancing? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I got to see this Native American hoop dancing.
Is there a
dancing.
Video of you doing this?
Yeah.
Send it to us.
Where do you do this?
You can look it up on YouTube.
Let me Google that for us then.
Yeah.
But where do you do the Native American hoop dancing?
I perform all over the United States, all over the world.
Oh, I've seen this. You are a worldwide hoop dancer?
Yeah.
Do you use the full 28 hoops as described in this very quick Google search?
Yeah, I use even up to 48.
48 hoops?
Where do you find room on your body for 48 hoops?
You've overhooped.
Oh, I'm a 2-time world champion, so I've been dancing.
I don't want to brag, but I'm a...
What is stopping you from adding 2 additional hoops and just hitting 50 hoops?
And like one for each state.
I'll get there.
You get there. All right.
It's a lifetime... lifetime dance.
I've seen these hoop dances now that I see pictures of them. Very impressive. Very cool.
I'm going to Google it.
What do you win with your 2-time world champion? Do you win a prize?
Oh, yeah, you can win like prize money and a trophy or a jacket, depending on whatever the prize is that year.
A jacket?
The 2 times you won, what did you get?
I got a trophy and prize money.
How much?
I got $3,500.
Not bad.
Dang, that's really good.
Not bad, not bad.
It's a nice little prize.
What does that symbolize?
It represents the circle of life and how everything's all connected within that circle and how each and every one of us, connected regardless of who we are and where we come from.
I like it.
Powerful.
I like it. How'd you get started doing this?
It's a family tradition, so my father hoop dances, and then I hoop dance, and my kids hoop dance, so we are carrying it on through our family.
Well, that's cool.
That's very cool.
Very neat.
Good for you.
I don't have anything to pass on or pass down. just an attitude, I guess.
I think you passed your sarcasm.
I passed down some sarcasm from time to time. Well, that's really neat, Jasmine.
Is this your job, or do you have another full-time job?
That's kind of like my job. That's what I do professionally.
Well, so I guess if you're traveling the world to do it, I guess, yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, we have learned a lot, so thank you for taking the time. I'm sorry you didn't get to play the game today, but I knew you would have a good story for the highlight of your weekend. So thank you for holding and chatting with us, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
See you later.
Have a great day, Jasmine. Yep. We'll see you. And then last but not least is Sharon. Sharon, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I went to Estes Park yesterday.
Lovely.
Yep, there was like a festival there, so it's really, really, really busy.
What kind of festival?
This time of year for, I'm not sure because we passed by it, went to Rocky Mountain National Park, and then got there at the very end of the festival, but yeah, they just...
You couldn't tell from the remnants of the festival.
Jasmine might have been there.
Gold, I don't know, autumn festival. It's like a gold autumn festival.
Okay, it's the changing of the seasons festival. It's just an excuse to drink a bunch of hard cider and sell some t-shirts.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. They had a bunch of like...
Which I'm not knocking.
Sure. And please tell me that you walked Main Street and bought some of that ice cream that they have on Main Street in Estes Park. You did do that,
I didn't
right?
get ice cream, but I did get taffy. Yeah.
Oh, very, okay.
Taffy. Taffy. There's like five.
So you hate your teeth, huh?
Yeah, no. My mom's a dentist.
Wait a minute.
But
I like taffy.
I know, but if you've got a choice between taffy and ice cream... Who chooses the taffy other than
Maybe
Sharon?
She's lactose intolerant.
I feel like you can get ice cream anywhere. I don't just
it's
get...
It's just ice cream.
Saltwater taffy.
Where anywhere. Can you walk down the street and get a taffy shop? Nowhere.
Yeah.
Come
but
on.
Yeah, right?
The ice cream shops
ice cream you
in
can
Estes
get anywhere.
Park... The ice cream shops in Estes Park are a little different, I think. At least they were the last time I was there.
It's the altitude. It gets to your head and you think it tastes
Maybe.
Better.
It just makes you feel special, then that's you.
What flavor taffy did you get?
A bunch of different flavors. They had, like, the lemon. They had,
The lemon.
I think, like, the cherry. I don't know. Cherry and chocolate.
So nothing too exotic. Just your standard flavored taffy.
Yeah, they have all the different, like, types of caramel, like... sea salt caramel and stuff like that.
Overpriced caramel and overpriced chocolate. And
it pulls your fillings out of your teeth. That's all a bonus. So. Oh, Sharon, you're a good sport. Thank you for hanging out and chatting with us. You you had a good weekend. So
yeah,
really
I did.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm just busy.
Yeah, I did. Hey, thank you for being on the show. Then,
yep, thank you.
Later,
Have
Gator.
A great day. Another wonderful batch of people
Good.
Who lined
Good
up.
Humans.